So Tony Gonzalez is going to come up and share his story, and I want you to give Tony some love. Tony. I'm just kidding. Not really. Look, they got into that. That's good, bro. That was good. Man, I love you. Thank you for saying yes. Tony's about to bless us with who Jesus has been for him. And I'll remind you, same Jesus for you too, okay? So everything you're about to hear, God can do and will do and wants to do in your life. And so, Father of heaven and earth, King of glory, the name of all power and honor, we exalt you and we look at you tonight, God. We keep our eyes fixed on you, not on the speakers, not on the music, but on you who are worthy of our gaze. You're worthy of our attention. You're worthy of our hearts. You're longing for our mess, God. You're longing to come heal and redeem. You're not distant. You're not far. You're right here with us. There's joy and freedom in this room because you are here. And we'll continue to exalt you, Lord, because you've given us every reason. So use Tony right now how you most desire, and you get all of the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
All right. While I am truly overwhelmed with God's presence tonight, and I'm just so grateful that this is part of my testimony, and that I get to witness what the Lord is doing, not only in my life, but in everybody else's life in this room. If I haven't had the chance to meet you, my name is Tony. I grew up in church. I grew up in a Christian home. I knew what Sunday looked like. I knew what prayer night on Tuesdays. I grew up in a Hispanic church. Does anybody grow up in Hispanic churches? Yes, I knew all the coritos. I knew the vigilias. I did it all. Come on, give it up for the vigilia. Man, that has shaped us to who we are today. But I grew up in that, and I loved the Lord at a young age. My cousins were at church, so that was a spot to be. That was a spot where I got to show my new shoes, my outfits, my new t-shirt and hoodies. And I grew up knowing the gospel. I grew up knowing about Jesus and who he was and what he did. I grew up knowing who God was and what he created and how he sent his son to die for me. But at the age of 15, at a church service, I just decided to completely surrender to Jesus. It was at a youth event, and I decided to say, you know what, I'm ready to not only know about you, but I want to know you with everything. And I remember that night, I got on my knees and I said, God, this is it. I felt the Holy Spirit in me for the very first time, and I fell in love. It was something that I had never experienced. I had heard good messages. I heard the Bible stories. I heard the Sunday school speech and all of that stuff, but the Holy Spirit is what captivated me and made me fall in love with Jesus. I started living for God. I wore the Christian shirts at school. I was friends with everybody. I love talking to people. I love being friends with everybody. So I was friends with the people that were really bad and the people that were really good. They used to see my Jesus Loves You shirts, my youth shirts, my Advent shirts. They used to be like, Tony, pray for me. I'm going to get drug tested. And I did drugs yesterday. And I was like, oh, I can't really fix anything. But I got you. I'll pray for you. And we would talk about church. And I was the Christian guy at school. I was still bad, but I was a Christian guy. I wore my shirt loud and proud. And I was a good kid. I behaved. I did what I was supposed to do. And when I graduated high school, I was expected to make a mistake like my brother and my sister. I'm the youngest of three, and they didn't go to college. They did things, I would say, not the right way, and they just expected, well, let's see what Tony does. But I was in love with Jesus, and I was in love with what and how he made me feel. And I remember when I was just 20 years old, my parents decided to separate, and that broke me. I started blaming God and saying, God, how can you allow this to happen? I'm a good person. I go to church. I sing the songs. I go to the Bible studies. I read. I am in love with you. Why do you allow these things to happen to me? Why is it that the Father that's supposed to love me and take care of me, why is he not thinking twice about what he's doing and he's walking away? Why are you doing this to me? And those were the questions that overwhelmed me. And I remember growing up before that, I felt the calling in my heart. Those moments with God when I felt the call to ministry so heavy. Moments where people that I looked up to would say, Tony, you are going to do great things. You're going to one day have a ministry. One day you're going to serve God. One day you're going to preach the word of God. And I was like, hold on. Like the other stuff sounds good, but not that. I won't do that. And when this divorce happens, I completely lose it. I fall into a deep depression. I started hanging out with people that I wasn't supposed to hang out with. Later influenced to fall into alcohol and drugs. Things that I never even liked, but I was just so mad. I wanted to prove a point. I wanted to say, God, I am so upset. Because how could you allow this? I had this anger towards my dad that walked away and didn't care for me. I saw the hurt that he put in my mom, and that even hurt me even more. I saw my friends and my cousins with the support of two parents and everything they were able to accomplish because of that, and I didn't have that. I dropped out of college. My life really had no purpose, guys. And that calling that I felt in my life, I said, man, God is not going to want to do nothing with me anymore. When I was on fire for God, the ministry was there. The calling was right there. But now, after everything that I've done, there's no way that God can do something good out of this. But let me share you one night. I'm at a friend's backyard. I had been drinking. I had been smoking. And I'm sitting in the backyard. I mean, I just remember this. And I just feel the drunkenness and the highness leave my body. And for 10 seconds, I'm completely sober. And I hear the voice of God say, this is not where you belong. This right here is not where you belong. And I'm never going to forget that. And I was like, God, you had a calling for that Tony that was in fire for you, but I've done too much. I've seen too much. I've experienced too much. And it's because of my own decision. There's no way you can do something good out of this, Tony. The old Tony, yes, but not this one. But I couldn't take it anymore. I don't know about you, but there's something about tasting and seeing the goodness of the Lord that doesn't leave you, doesn't let you keep going. It had been so long that I experienced the presence of God. It had been so long that I felt a peace that surpassed all understanding. It had been so long, but it was still in the back of my mind, and the Holy Spirit was saying, Tony, this is not your place. This is not your setting. But I was way too deep in. God can't fix me. But I couldn't take it anymore. It was those 10, 15, 20 minutes before you go to bed and you feel like the world is just falling. It's the 15 to 20 minutes in bed before you go to bed that you start thinking, and you get to a point where you can't think anymore because you don't know where it's going. You don't know where it's ending. And I was tired of feeling alone. I was tired of feeling depressed. I was tired of trying new things, trying to fill a void that only God once filled. So it was at a young adult conference that I decided to go, and I just went just to see my friends and my cousins. But I just felt like that conference was literally just for me. And I remember there was an altar moment. And I just decided to just go. I said, I can't do this anymore. That feeling that I fell in love with, I haven't felt in so long, and I need it. So I remember I went into the altar. I got on my knees and I said, God, I am sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry for being upset at you and blaming you. I'm sorry. And I was just crying and crying, trying to seek that presence of God that once filled me and transformed me and made me fall in love with Him. And in that moment, I had one of the leaders of the conference. It was in another city, so I really didn't know a lot of people, but he hugged me, and I'm never going to forget this. But he said, the plan that I had for you, the ministry that I had for you, the calling that I placed in your life, it's still in place. Let's keep going. And I remember I cried and I was like, but you were supposed to do that with the old Tony, not the new Tony. This one's too far gone. You could have done it. He's like, I want to do it with this one. After that, I started being on fire for God. I wasn't trying to be good at reading my Bible. I wasn't trying to be good at living a Christian life. I was in love with God. And slowly, the Lord started opening doors. I started leading worship, something that I never thought I would have done. And when I was leading worship, the Lord started opening doors. And I just felt something in my heart say, hey, this is preparing you for something else. And I was like, no, I'm okay. I'll do this. I'll sing the songs. I'll do it. No. But God, I come from a broken home. You can't really use me that way. I can do worship. I have a ministry and a calling for you that you're going to pastor one day. I was like, God, no, don't do that. I have uncles who are pastors and they're struggling. I have uncle. No, I don't want to do that. I'll sing the songs. He's like, get ready. But God, I didn't finish school. I don't have the degrees that everybody else has. I don't come from a good home. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. And God has started opening doors. And now I get to serve as a student pastor at a church. Come on, can you give it up for Jesus? I get to pour into students. I get to walk alongside them. I get to share my story. I get to tell them that God has a plan for them and a purpose. And I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done. He still has a plan and a purpose for you. So, man, if there's anything that I want you to take from my story, and it's something that I always remind students, is that He loves you. And if He could sit here and explain everything He wants to do with you, you won't understand it. But He has big plans for you. If at one moment in your life you felt called to ministry, pursue it. I promise you, He will blow your mind. If you would have told me 6 years ago that I would be even speaking like this, I'd be like, you're crazy. But my God is an expert in doing some crazy things. So I encourage you. You're saying, Tony, you don't understand. I've been through too much. I encourage you. Tony, I'm currently going through too much. I encourage you to seek God and fall in love with Him, to seek His kingdom and His righteousness, because when you do that, everything else will fall into place. He did it with me. He did it with a young lady before me, and He did it with a gentleman before her. And He can do it for you. Fall in love with Him. Don't be good at reading your Bible. Fall in love with Him. And I promise you that he will show up like you've never seen him before. So that's my story.